Have you ever felt unsure about your salvation? Or worried that God might abandon you if you fail? The doctrine of eternal security is about whether a true Christian can ever lose their salvation. Today, you'll discover biblical truths that provide incredible peace and confidence in your relationship with God. Stay tuned as Stephen Davey addresses this important question in a lesson he's called Eternal Security. Here's Stephen.
In 1898, a young man named Peter Dynikus sailed from his home country of Russia. He was bound for Nova Scotia, and for months he and his family had saved their money to purchase his ticket for this journey. Peter's mother, at the end there, as he prepared to board, had packed him bread and some vegetables for the journey. They really couldn't afford much more than that. During that journey, Peter would often gaze through the dining room windows at all those passengers enjoying delicious meals. Well, about halfway through the voyage, some of the sailors found out about him, and they made a deal with him. If he did some of their chores, they would give him some food in return. And of course, Peter was thrilled with this arrangement, and he was soon hard at work. As promised, he would be given a meal at the back door of the kitchen each day. It wasn't until the very last day of the voyage that Peter discovered the truth. Three meals a day had been included with his ticket. He could have enjoyed every meal in that dining room with all those other passengers. He had been tricked into working for food that rightly belonged to him. Now, we've discovered already that our ticket to heaven is free. But beloved, I believe there are many Christians who aren't aware of the privileges that came with their ticket. In fact, I've talked to many Christians who believe they have to work really hard to stay on board. I've talked to Christians who wonder if God might throw them overboard, so to speak, before reaching heaven. Others wonder if God's going to abandon them or maybe make them work a little harder for his promises along the way. Well, let me tell you, anybody who's bound for the port of heaven cannot be thrown overboard. They are secure forever. Believers don't have to work their way into the dining room of God's promises either. They have an all-expenses-paid ticket to heaven. That's the security we have in Christ. And as we sail back into Romans chapter 8, once again, the security of the believer is going to be our focus today. Here in verses 31 and 32, in fact, 33 and 34, Paul is going to deliver three principles regarding the eternal security of the Christian. Here's the first principle. Because God has delivered you, there isn't anyone who can destroy you. Paul writes here in verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Simply put here in this context, your salvation cannot be destroyed. It might be doubted. In fact, we all struggle from time to time with doubt. And yes, we can be discouraged along our voyage. Your ticket doesn't promise you a storm-free journey. It does promise you a safe landing, a safe arrival home one day. Doubt and discouragement cannot destroy your salvation. No person, no church, no religion has the power to revoke what God in his power has given to you. Someone might say, but you know, you could sin so much and you could stray so far that God might take away your salvation. Well, let me tell you, beloved, for God to take away your salvation would require God to have failed. God chose you, remember, from eternity past. He called you to himself. He redeemed you. He sealed you. We've learned he indwells you by his Holy Spirit. And he's promised to one day glorify you in heaven, and he already sees that in the past tense. So if you don't make it home to heaven, God failed in his sovereign choice. He failed in his redeeming purpose. His son's bloodshed, his Spirit's indwelling ministry wasn't strong enough to keep you sealed and secure in life. Listen, you're not getting into heaven because you are faithful to God. You're getting into heaven because God is faithful to you. Now, there are some who think a Christian can lose his salvation by committing some terrible sin. Well, what about the sin of suicide, for example? Well, yeah, that is indeed a sinful act against the authority of our Creator God. There are many who believe that particular sin would keep somebody out of heaven. Well, beloved, when you came to faith in Christ, did Jesus forgive every sin except the last sin you might commit? Was his blood shed for you good enough to forgive all of your sins except one particular sin? To say that you can sin to the point that Jesus' sacrifice won't cover all of your sins, past, present, and future, is to say that his death on the cross was insufficient. And that means he didn't quite pay for your ticket after all, did he? I guess you're going to need to do a little work. You're going to have to add a little bit to the price of salvation in order to be forgiven and get into heaven. Now, let me tell you, that's not the gospel of Christ. That's the religion of works. Your assurance is not based on sinning less. Your assurance is based on Jesus paying for every sin. Now, I've had some people say to me over the years, but Stephen, wait a second. Maybe the Christian can choose to return the gift of salvation, maybe hand it back to God, like that sweater you got at Christmas you'd never want to be seen in public wearing. Besides, what were they thinking giving you a medium when you need an extra large, especially after Christmas dinner? Can't people turn their salvation back in like a sweater? Well, let me tell you, anybody who wants to hand their salvation in and exchange it for something that fits them better, something they're going to be more comfortable in, you can be sure they never had salvation to begin with. If you don't want Jesus, if you don't want his forgiveness, if you don't want his word, if you don't want his spirit indwelling you, if you don't want salvation, that doesn't mean you can turn it in. It means you never had it to begin with. The Apostle John was thinking about people like this when he wrote in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 19, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us." I guess you could say they were professors of Christianity, but they were not true possessors of Christ. Now, here's the second principle. Because God has acquitted you, there isn't anyone who can indict you. Paul writes here in verse 33, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies." Now, the devil might whisper in your ear, Jesus died for you, but just look at yourself. You don't deserve the Lord. You don't deserve salvation. You don't deserve to go to heaven. Well, Paul uses legal language here. Who shall bring a charge against you? These words refer to arresting someone and bringing that person before a judge, to take someone to court to face charges. Are the charges true? Yes, and we are still sinful. We don't deserve to be forgiven. But wait, Paul adds this little phrase at the end of verse 33. It is God who justifies. In other words, the judge of the universe has declared you righteous, justified. That means to be freed from the penalty of your crimes. And here's the point. If God has declared you righteous, there is no higher court than God. There's no higher court to reverse his decision. Your case is closed forever, and his verdict cannot be reversed. That means you are secure through faith in Christ forever. Now, there's one more principle I want to point out. Here it is. Because Jesus has redeemed you, there isn't anyone who can condemn you. Paul writes here in verse 34, "Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." What Paul is saying here is that the only person who could prosecute you in court is Jesus Christ. But if you've come to faith in him as your Savior, he is no longer your prosecutor, he is your defender. He's not going to dismiss you or denounce you because he has already delivered you. So, beloved, here's the point. Enjoy the voyage. Your ticket is paid in full. You can go into that dining room and eat of the blessing of God. You can sail securely all the way to your eternal home because you're under the protection and the promise and the provision of God, and you will arrive safely home one day to heaven. Well, until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Today, you've learned that once you place your faith in Christ, your salvation is secure. God chose you, Jesus redeemed you, and nothing can separate you from his love. So, don't let doubts or accusations hold you back. Rest in the truth that you are eternally secure in Christ. Stephen has an additional resource on this topic that might interest you. It's a book that he's written entitled Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance provides additional teaching on this very important issue. There are two ways that you can get this resource. We send a digital copy as a gift to everyone who signs up for what we call Friends of Wisdom. Friends of Wisdom is a group of people who receive additional resources and encouragement from Stephen. And the first resource you receive is a digital copy of this booklet called Blessed Assurance. You can learn more and get yourself signed up at wisdomonline.org/friends. We also have this booklet available in print. If you'd like to have a print copy of this booklet, we can give you information about that when you call us today. Our number is 866-48-BIBLE. Give us a call at 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. Again, when you call, ask how you can get a copy of the booklet, Blessed Assurance. Visit our website or call today. We're glad to have you with us. I invite you to join us back here next time to continue traveling along this wisdom journey.